Nolte, Fox News Channel's John Roberts and Chris Wallace are liars. By John Nolte on October 2, 2020. The demise of Fox News as an alternative to the establishment media marched on Thursday when both Chris Wallace and John Roberts exposed themselves as liars. Wallace and Roberts are not just anyone on Fox News, are not just your run-of-the-mill media liars. Wallace hosted Tuesday's presidential debate and hosts Fox News Sunday. Roberts is Fox's White House correspondent. So we're not talking about a liar like Donna Brazile, or fading anchors like Shepard Smith and Neil Cavuto, or preening neurotics like Andrew Napolitano. Both of these liars hold positions of influence and power at Fox News, and this allowed Wallace to land the honor of moderating a full-blown presidential debate. And look at what they're doing now. Look at how Wallace and Roberts are not only lying, but desperately looking to deceive and misinform the public. Look at how they're betraying the basic standards of journalism and integrity to peacock around their peers and to deceive us and to win accolades from media villains. We all know how Wallace double-teamed President Donald Trump during Tuesday's debate. No reason to get into all of that again. We all know how Wallace only asked questions of former Vice President Joe Biden that would allow him to look moderate and questions of Trump filled with misinformation about the very fine people hoax and the like. So what I'm talking about is what he said afterwards. The straight-up lies he told afterwards about how what happened at the debate was Trump's fault. This is what the liar Chris Wallace said on Thursday. Here's what happened. You know, we began the first segment on the Supreme Court. They each got their 2 minutes, and they both obeyed in that particular case. And then, Biden started to answer a question and the president started interrupting him, Wallace said. He bears the primary responsibility for what happened on Tuesday, Wallace added. He is flat out lying. He's flat out looking into the camera, looking Fox News viewers in the eye, and lying. The proof he's lying is all right here. The video of the debate. The transcript of the debate. It's all right here, and what you will see is that Chris Wallace is a liar. What you will see is that Joe Biden interrupted Trump 6 times before Trump interrupted Biden. What's more, and this is important, Chris Wallace himself interrupted Trump 3 times in the first few minutes of the debate. So not only is Chris Wallace lying when he says Trump started it, he's also lying when he lays the blame for what the debate devolved into on Trump. For it was Biden and Wallace who ran the debate off the rails, who set the tone, who interrupted Trump constantly before Trump interrupted anyone. As far as John Roberts, what a breathtaking liar he is. What a preening deceiver and manipulator he proved himself to be. This is not a transcript, but it is a more than fair summary of what happened during the White House press briefing Thursday. John Roberts, will you denounce white supremacism? Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, here are nearly a dozen examples of the president condemning white supremacy, including yesterday when your reporter wife asked him to condemn white supremacy. John Roberts, why won't you denounce white supremacy? During the briefing, Roberts demanded a definitive and declarative statement, without ambiguity or deflection, as the person who speaks for the president, does the president denounce white supremacism, and groups that espouse it, in all their forms? So McEnany fires off all these examples of the president doing exactly that, including yesterday when Trump told Roberts' own reporter wife, in one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. Nevertheless, on and on it went like this, with Roberts denying the White House and Trump have denounced white supremacy. It was like a Monty Python sketch. This is a real transcript after McEnany read off all the times Trump denounced white supremacy, including the day before. Roberts, just to clear it up this morning, can you, naming it, make a declarative statement that you denounce, that the president denounces it? McEnany, I just did. Roberts, you read a bunch of quotes from the past, I'm just asking you to put this to rest. McEnany, I just did. Roberts, can you, right now, denounce white supremacy and the groups that espouse it? McEnany, I just did. The president denounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms. He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. This president advocated for the death penalty for a white supremacist, the first federal execution in 17 years. His record on this is unmistakable, and it's shameful that the media refuses to cover it. And then, because he hadn't told enough lies in the briefing room, Fox News brought him on the air to cry baby about how people shouldn't get mad at him for lying. Roberts had a total cry bully meltdown. Fox News is not your friend. Fox News is not your friend. Fox News is not your friend. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.